Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here we are, together again on the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I've been trained in endurance. Yes, I have physical stamina. I have psychological stamina. I have mental stamina, spiritual stamina. Yes, I've been doing this for a long time, boys and girls. And I have, in order to survive among the, I don't suggest I have to survive with Jennifer or Victoria. Some days I feel like I need a little more strength than others. You know how it is. Pushing physically, emotionally, all that good stuff.
We know how it is, Dougie.
How is it, Jennifer?
We know how it is.
All right. So let's, I think you should bring me to Shake Shack for Father's Day, Jennifer. What do you think?
Well, good I idea. Hope that I would not bring you to this particular Shake Shack, and that is the Shake Shack in New York City, where three New York police officers were taken to the hospital this week after drinking milkshakes that contained a foreign substance that many believe was bleach.
Oh.
This was a Shake Shack restaurant in Manhattan.
Purposely?
I would imagine. All officers, all three in uniform, are expected to survive. The NYPD has not confirmed what was in the drink on Monday night, but the Police Benevolent Association, which is one of the police unions, said in a statement that members thought the substance was bleach. The contamination was not discovered until the cops had already ingested a large portion of the beverage. They are currently at a hospital receiving treatment. They are expected to recover. According to a New York City official, they said the initial indication is that the substance was bleach. Shake Shack said it was disturbed by the incident, and they said they're working with the
disturbed by the incident. That's what they said?
Understatement of the year.
Good God.
Said on Twitter, we are horrified by the reports of police officers injured at our 200 Broadway shack in Manhattan. We are working with police in their investigation right now. Now, New York City has had a lot of protests. There's been a lot of back and forth between the mayor, the police chief, police officers, the police union. It has been one of the hot zones, I think, that we've watched, as you would expect in a big city across the country. And certainly, it's unclear whether this is retribution against cops, but it sure looks like it. And this kind of goes hand in hand with the story out of Las Vegas where a police officer was shot in the head on the Las Vegas Strip during a protest on the death of George Floyd. This was a few weeks ago, but the family just released a report that the officer, Shay Michelonis, who is 29 and married, I think he's a father as well, he was shot on June 1st in the protest in the back of the head. The family released a statement saying that he is expected to stay on a ventilator. He is also expected to be paralyzed from the neck down, but they did celebrate the news that he's tentatively been accepted at a spine rehabilitation center. The family is thanking doctors and nurses at the University Medical Center in Las Vegas for their care. Some of the community has come together for support and fundraising. They thank them as well. So,
you know,
everybody needs
these sorts
to take
of things.
It's happening on all sides, and everybody, I just hope, takes a breath and just values it. We're talking about Black Lives Matter, and let's just take a breath and remembering that the life really is the key there, and we got to figure out how to fix this without killing each other.
There's so much anger. There's a story about six people that work for eBay charged with cyberstalking. Authorities say that they harassed a couple who wrote negative reviews about stuff that they bought on eBay. They have an online newsletter, apparently, eBay does. So the attorney general, or whoever, U.S. attorney in Boston, announced the charges and detailed the information about this systematic harassment. It included that the workers found out who it was that wrote the negative reviews of products. So they sent cockroaches to the couple's home. They installed or tried to install a GPS tracker on their car. And they ran an ad on eBay advertising their home as a party spot for swingers. So this...
It's charming.
Well, you know, it does sort of... I always wondered what happens if you write negative reviews about some product that comes from a big, powerful company. Can they get back at you? And no. Do they? Well, and would
all
they?
All I know is that, speaking from, like, my dad's longtime girlfriend, Cynthia, has had a restaurant in California.
Great Italian food.
It's great. And it's, but the Yelp reviews, you live or die by Yelp reviews. And if she happens to get a negative one, and a lot of times it'll be if people can't get something for free. People really act terribly when they go out and dine. I mean, she's told me all sorts of horror stories. But if they don't get something that they want, typically they'll write a bad review. Or maybe they have an instance of bad service. I mean, it's whatever it is.
Yeah.
You live and die by that Yelp review, and you really can't get it taken down. So she'll go through and answer everyone on behalf of the restaurant, but you can never really get those things removed. And people can say horrific things that are not true, that have no backing, and that can really ruin the reputation of an establishment. It's really...
Facebook posts?
On Yelp.
On Yelp. Yelp
yeah,
posts.
As a review.
Okay.
And I think
it's
interesting because... you can rebuke them,
it's good
but
that she's responding, though.
Yeah,
because I read Yelp all the time, and it is horrible, and Yelp reviews can definitely really harm a restaurant's reputation, but it is good that she's at least responding, because as soon as I see, and this is just me, and I think a lot of people are pretty reasonable, if you see a bad review, and then the owner of the restaurant or the manager responds and sort of counters whatever claim they're making, I tend to just throw that entire review away, and I don't judge the restaurant for it.
Yeah.
So it's good that she's responding.
If anybody writes a negative review about my farm, any of the things that happen at the farm, and it doesn't happen, thankfully, knock on wood, very often, but I always answer them. I always invite them to come back.
Yeah.
I always want to find out when they're there so I can see them myself and find out what their beef is if they don't explain it well on the air. I mean, on the site. I don't, fortunately, have that much stuff. I mean, it's probably happened two or three times in the last 3 or 4 years. It was always silly little stuff that people didn't understand. Why don't you have maple walnut? Stuff
well,
like that.
This is it. It's like, okay, I love social media and I hate social media all at the same time. There's a lot of back and forth for me. But everybody is now a food critic, right? It used to be that you used to have like the one guy who wrote for the local newspaper and he was a food critic. Now everybody gets to be. And, you know, some people take themselves a little seriously.
Yeah, so the number one food critic in Boston has been fired by the newspaper and television station that he worked for because someplace back in the dark ages, he said something that was deemed controversial about some black restaurant somewhere, a black-owned restaurant, and so he's now on the outs. So, again, this kind of stuff goes, I don't even know what he said, frankly, but I think when something is done a number of years ago, and it was just about, it wasn't about the boss, it was just about the food, and it happened to be a black-owned restaurant, and so now he's been, that's the pendulum going too far, it seems to me, the other way.
Well, we don't know what he said, though, so it could be circumstantial that it happens to be a black-owned restaurant. Food critics can, you know, way worse than Yelp, food critics can make or break a business, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So, we don't know what he said.
What do we think of Barbara Streisand giving George Floyd's
daughter?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how much she gave her, but she gave her Disney
stock
shares.
In Disney. Yeah. Right. Hmm.
Isn't that weird? I don't know. I just think this.
Well, but Barbara Streisand is weird, right?
But then she also gave this little girl two of her albums from the 60s.
She's crazy.
What? I mean, like, if Barbara Streisand gave me two albums from the 60s, I'd be like, thank you, Miss Streisand, and I'd put them away.
I would say, can I have your Disney stock? You can keep the albums.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, Disney stock. I don't know. I was a little perplexed by this. It's nice that she wanted to do something, but, like, and I'm no fan of Kanye's, but Kanye set up a college fund for this little girl. And Barbara
like
gives
more
her...
useful.
Yeah.
Record album.
Yeah.
For the record player, she doesn't have problems.
Right.
Like a young person.
Now, look, maybe the Disney stock is a great deal. I don't know. I don't know what Disney stock
is. I think Disney stock is pretty valuable, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you're going to hold it long term, because, if you're going to cash it out in a couple months, it's probably not worth it. But she's probably saying, here's something that you can hold on to for a while. So I get that, I guess. It's weird. You would think you would just hand over some money, but the albums? Really bad.
Yeah, the album.
So you're going to laugh at this. I'm driving back from...
You love Barbara Streisand.
I do like her music, actually. I do like Barbara Streisand's music.
And you probably cried a little when you did it.
No, I didn't. My only encounter with her ever was at the pet. 100%. I used to go to a vet in Los Angeles who was deemed a vet to the stars. And one day I brought Charlotte when I had... It was toward the end of... Charlotte's life. She and I were in the vet, and Barbara Streisand walked in with her two little dogs, and she, and I think
she
it was...
She cloned them.
She cloned them, yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, I think one of them she cloned, and now she's got, but she cloned them several times. I don't know. It's weird. She said it basically didn't really work, so...
It didn't take the first time she did it.
Try it again.
So
anyway, I'm driving back...
the dog that I wanted to clone, so...
Let that be a lesson to all you weirdo cloners out there. It's a shell.
I'm driving back from New York Saturday morning, and I'm listening on the station in Albany. It's a classic hit station, and they're playing an old rerun of Casey Kasem's American Top 40. And it was from 1977. It's 18 after the hour, almost 18 after the hour, on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name
ahoy,
of the great ahoy, Neptune! Ahoy! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
One of the biggest challenges we faced with COVID-19 is meeting in person with healthcare professionals. But that's where today's tech comes in. Do your healthcare professionals use video conferencing? If so, and if you haven't tried it, we asked clinical psychologist Dr. Vineet Bhatia about the benefits.
Psychologists, mental health professionals, we do have access to, different online video conferencing platforms that have end-to-end encryption, which is a fancy way of saying that these particular vehicles and the mediums are safe and secure and confidential. There is access, and many, many mental health professionals are utilizing those particular avenues right now to reach you, and they are safe and secure and confidential, and there's no data that suggests that the quality of service in terms of treatment outcomes is any less.
We'll have more on your healthcare and your tech tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you. today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So the High Women, Crowded Table, the name of the song. We get started by focusing on the nominations for the 2020 Americana Honors and Awards. They have been announced. The annual event set to take place in September at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium. Well, they haven't really revealed when I'm not sure.
We don't know what it's going to look like yet. We don't know if it's going to be like socially distanced in the audience. If there will be an audience, we're not sure.
Brandi Carlile, who is a frequent Americana nominee, shows up among the Artist of the Year hopefuls several times in other categories as well, both as a member of the All-Star Quartet, the High Women, and as a collaborator on Tanya Tucker's thrilling While I'm Livin'. The High Women's self-titled debut up for the Album of the Year. Their Crowded Table, co-written by Ms. Carlile with the bandmate Natalie Hemby and Laurie McKenna, up for Song of the Year. Carlile gets an additional mention as producer of fellow Artist of the Year nominees Tucker's While I'm Livin' alongside Shooter Jennings as a co-writer. Does all this become confusing? Do we get all of these names? And what's the important part of this? Is that, for me anyway, as I look at this, that there are more women involved for the first time. Wasn't that one of the real big criticisms of country music, that they don't have, they don't recognize, and they're not letting women move up the ranks?
Yes, that is definitely, and they're not getting the airplay that they deserve. That's certainly happening in country music. Apparently in the Americana genre, though, women are thriving, which is great.
Yeah. So what's the difference?
I just don't know where the Americana genre is being played on radio.
Yeah, I don't know where it goes.
That's it's all over Sirius. It's on Sirius XM, and you can, you know, certainly on, you know, Spotify and any type of streaming service that you have. But where, I don't know where it's being played on conventional radio.
Please explain or define Americana. What Americana music is, please? What is what? How do we?
It's folk. It's, yeah, what the boomers call folk is now called Americana. Singer-songwriter folk music.
Yeah. So perhaps Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel might, or are we talking about...
If they get back together and they put out a new album, sure. That would be Americana.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But there's some country crossover. So like the Tanya Tucker here, she's now kind of also considered Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So let's see.
High women too. Or
yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's up for album of the year? The album's called "And It's Still All Right." Nathaniel Ratliff.
Ratliff. That's a great album. Ratliff. Yeah, that's a great album. Mm-hmm.
Tyler Childers' Country Squire. The High Women self-titled album. Jamie by Brittany Howard, and While I'm Living, an album from Tanya Tucker. Okay, so that's interesting. Artist of the Year nominees for the Americana Awards, Brandi Carlile, Brittany Howard, John Prine, Tanya Tucker, Yola. I have the slightest idea who's Yola.
Yola is a British singer-songwriter who's now kind of in this genre. Great voice.
Really?
A little bit soul, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I almost said Yoda when I looked at her name.
Mm-hmm.
Off by a vowel, off by a continent. Let's see. The nominations for Duo or Group of the Year go to the Black Pumas, Drive By Truckers, The High Women, Buddy and Julie Miller, and Our Native Daughters. So this genre is strange to me, although I must admit I don't keep up as much as I used to with pop music because it doesn't sing to me.
It's okay. You and my mother are the same person. It's fine.
Okay, fine.
My mom doesn't get anything that isn't Frankie Valli either, so.
Good.
Or Elvis.
Good for her.
Or Beatles.
Now, your mother and I have to meet. I know.
Yes.
Jennifer's mother. Your mother and I have to meet under the circumstances. She listens to us with regularity anyway, right? I feel like I know her.
Yes.
Circumstances. 28 after the hour. That's, what'd you say?
Take our moms out like a double date.
That's an idea. Whoopee! Americana Awards on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is taking action which is aimed at curbing police brutality. The order restricts discretionary Justice Department grants to departments that voluntarily adhere to standards, including a ban on chokeholds. The order would also encourage police agencies to share details about excessive force complaints in a new federal database.
So that officers with significant issues do not simply move from one police department to the next. That's a problem.
Democrats are complaining the order is too weak and doesn't go far enough. California Senator Kamala Harris.
The only way to meaningfully access police brutality is through comprehensive reforms, including reforms to hold bad officers accountable for misconduct.
This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Amid reopenings after the worst of the pandemic, retail sales have rebounded. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Commerce Department says U.S. retail sales jumped by a record 17.7% from April to May, with spending partially rebounding after the coronavirus had shut down businesses and paralyzed consumers during the previous 2 months. Retail sales retracing some of the record-setting month-to-month plunges in March and April, but still the pandemic's damage to retail sales is severe. Purchases are still down by 6.1% from a year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With coronavirus numbers fluctuating across the state, China is also facing new cases. USA Radio's Jesse Edwards has more.
With the new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing, World Health Organization officials have been discussing the claim that it might have been caused by imports or packaging of salmon. Here's Dr. Michael Ryan of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
There have been much research done on the potential for coronaviruses and other viruses to survive on many surfaces, including packaging. In this particular case, I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We go 34 after the hour. It's the DJV program. Are you listening to us in a digitized way? Are you listening on a digital radio or on Alexa or what are some of the other ways that you can get digital transmission? Victoria, you're the technical expert here. Is everything's not digital though now, right? Some of the
In my world is you're still winding up a clock, so I don't know.
I have an electric clock powered by a triple A battery.
And that thing really works. You haven't slept in once this week.
Yeah.
The one from China last week. Exactly. All right. So we're on a path of not death and destruction, but investigation, and I want to know, you know what they say, inquiring minds want to know who is the first black bachelor. If this isn't pandering to what the current situation is, hasn't there been a black guy before this?
That's
why
the real question. Fans of The Bachelor, and I have tuned in and out intermittently throughout the years.
I've tuned out.
I think, Jen, you probably watch it more than I do.
But I watched a few seasons. A lot of gaps.
Yeah. So fans of this show have been calling for to have a Black Bachelor for years. Like, this is not something new. There has been a Black Bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay. She was the first Bachelorette, Black Bachelorette back in 2017. She, at the time...
She totally picked the wrong guy, from what I understand. But
she's
still with him. Okay.
Yeah, they are still together, but yeah. And she got a beast of a mother-in-law in that package. But anyway, so...
I'm checking out on this conversation. Call me
so anyway, so yeah, so fans have been saying, like, why isn't there a Black Bachelor? This show has been on since... how long has the show been on? Close to 20 years, right? I mean, we've got to be coming up on 20 years at some point soon. So they finally have announced that there will be the first Black Bachelor. His name is Matt James. And for me, it's the 25th season. Jeez. So it took them 25 years.
But they do two a year, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it took them 25 seasons to have a Black Bachelor.
And he's
does
hot.
The timing feel disingenuous for me?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I don't know how long Matt James has been in the pipeline. Apparently, if you are a fan of the show, you have already seen him. In one of the seasons recently, he made an appearance because his roommate is Tyler Cameron, who was on The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
Where do they find these guys? How do they do auditions? How do you know?
Captain
like, I might
calls.
Want to apply.
Captain.
Why can't I be a bachelor?
Because
I want to be
too
a...
old. Yeah. Well, actually, no. Weren't they going to launch, old man?
Yeah, they were. We talked about this.
Everything got put on
remember,
hold
I applied.
Because of coronavirus.
Yeah, I applied for that. Remember?
They can't have a bunch of skeevy people living in a house and breathing all over each other during coronavirus.
People.
Yeah, these people are.
You can't turn into a nursing home is what she's saying, Doug.
Well, no, I'm saying that there's a lot of spit swapping going on in the bachelor pad.
Say what? What goes
there's
on?
There's a lot of spit swapping. So there's a lot of,
Really?
There's just a lot happening. So I think the coronavirus, and I'm actually, whatever happened to Claire's season? Because Claire was actually the Bachelorette, and then shooting stopped because of coronavirus, and now that never finished, right?
Well, yeah.
Are they going to skip her and then bring on Matt James? Or
I guess so, yeah. Apparently he was scheduled to be one of the men on her season.
Yeah,
and
I think he was on the season because I've seen him before.
Yeah, and then they pulled him out of that season, and now this is the part that I just think is so disingenuous. You've had Black Bachelor, contestants before. You could have easily found someone. I mean, this guy, he's from North Carolina. He played football at Wake Forest University. He's super smart. He majored in economics. He tried out for the NFL, didn't make it, but he's a good-looking guy. He's smart. It's not like this is a novelty. There are a lot of guys like this that they could have chosen for numerous years, but for whatever reason, ABC didn't want to be progressive, and now that it's, quote-unquote, cool to be black, and everybody's like, we need to have... Everybody needs to have a black this and black that, and it feels so disingenuous. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess you can make the argument that progress is still progress, whatever the motivation
is. So ABC, is ABC going to get charged with being anti-black? They hired Michael Strahan, so.
That doesn't mean anything. The ABC runs this show, and they've had years to have a Black Bachelor. And now, at this exact moment in time, they make this announcement on Friday.
I wonder what
or
the
something.
Demographics are of people who apply, because they're always short on black people on the shows, I think. They're always underrepresented.
Yeah.
So I wonder, actually, most minorities are underrepresented on
yes.
The Bachelor. So I'm wondering what
when's
the
demographics there been a Chinese
are.
Guy on The Bachelor?
I can't even think of one.
I can't even think of
I've seen
it.
I mean, they have a few Asian women who have been on, but I haven't.
As a matter of fact, when do they have a bald guy on or a short guy?
Never. Oh, never. There's some short guys.
There are?
Short, but not bald.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd love to see what their entrance are. Because they do pick from the people who apply. So do just more white people apply? Because let's be honest, there is a certain look for the Bachelor women.
Oh,
was that created by ABC or was that created by the people who apply?
No, Roger. Roger Ailes created the look.
They're not all blonde at all, but they're all definitely the same look, and they all want to be Instagram influencers. They really, I don't think many of them actually go on looking for love. They just all want to sell gummy vitamins for their hair.
Right.
So, I don't know. I just wonder if it's what their application process actually looks like. We should do it for research.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to change the mood here, ladies. There's a driver on the circuit who has debuted a new car for the Daytona or whatever, all of that. This is a NASCAR car, which is peppered with the slogan, Blue Lives Matter. Driver is Kyle Weatherman, who apparently Bubba Wallace is a black driver. I think he's the only one. Isn't he in NASCAR? Speaking about why there aren't more blacks. Why aren't there more blacks driving a NASCAR? Is it the same thing? I mean, I don't really give a damn about the Blue Lives Matter thing. It seems
I think it's hard to say because there are sports that are dominated by certain races more than others. And
football.
I don't
basketball.
Know that it, I mean, I don't know that it's a racist thing. Maybe it's just something that people don't go into.
Okay.
Driving a race
so then
car
what
is
you bring up a good point. Just to play the devil's advocate here for a second. Why aren't there? They used to, when I was a kid growing up, mostly white players. I remember Bill Russell played for the Celtics, and then there were more, but he was the first really well-known one that I can remember. And then, you know, the same in baseball, same. So was it because all the people that owned the teams at the time were racist? They didn't bring, remember what happened when Jackie Robinson went into baseball and that stir, the first black guy that played professional baseball? Why the hell was there such a big stir? It had
been, well, but, because they were forced to only play in the Negro leagues.
Right.
So
yeah.
To answer your question, yeah, there were a lot of professional sports teams owners who were racist, who didn't want to have any type. They wanted.
Oh, but Yaki, who owned the Red Sox, complete racist. He wouldn't let them, even when there were blacks around, he wouldn't let them hire blacks to play for the Red Sox. So, but I want to know, though, at this point, is it, has it gone too far? Are there no, are there not as many qualified white people to play football as there are black people? And are we looking at this
exactly
as
the same
quota stuff?
I don't
sorry.
Think here's the thing. Quotas
Why
football?
Not just take the best of the best?
Sure.
You know, I'm so
doing.
Sick of like, it's like you take, if they're black and great, if they're white and great, if they're purple and great, bring them in. I don't know that the sports world is as racist as we think it is. I mean, maybe the fans and organizations, but if you look at it, teams want to win. And that's
right.
how they make money. So they're looking for the best of the best. That's
are you
want to
really hear
about.
Cynical? You want me
well,
to really
it's true whether
cynical?
You're talking about NASCAR, baseball, or basketball.
Yeah, but I'm going to be cynical here for a minute. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
That all of the discussion that we have about helmets, brain injuries, things that happen to people, especially who play football, is it or could it possibly be on the minds of the owners who know what the ramifications are of being hit as many times as football players get hit to have it be more black players because they don't care as much about black players as they
do white
players.
Here's the thing. Everybody is a pawn to people who own sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're whoever is going to make money
your number.
Is going to be put out there. I mean, if you want to talk about people being pawns, they are in sports, but I don't think it's based on their skin color. It's based on how much revenue they can generate.
Yep.
And how good
look,
of a player
they ditched
they are.
Tom Brady from the Patriots. So if you want to talk about, you know, is it systemic racism in football? Well, I don't know. Tom Brady had to go to Florida, so I don't know that you could really make that argument.
Well, it just then money rules. Period. End of story. That's pretty much what we're saying here, I think, right? Under the circumstances, and I guess it's understandable. In a manner, I don't know. It does. I was expecting you to object more than you did to my philosophy,
argument.
to my equation. What'd you say, Jen?
I said congratulations on trying to make a horrendous argument, though, that someone would be that racist that they would only want black players so that they would get head injuries. Okay. I mean, that's like, I don't even know how you even came up with that one.
Are you kidding? How long have you been
with
me?
Yeah, how did you come up with that?
I don't know. That's really messed up.
Blame your head injury and move on, Doug.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, that could be our clip of the day. Every day we have a clip of the day at djvshow.com. Face coverings and the norm of wearing face coverings. One company designed one for athletes. We talk about it on a clip of the day that's currently posted at the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. And you can also listen to the program every day. The whole program is broadcaster is available for downloading all day, every day, the entire DJV Show and our clip of the day at djvshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Eagle, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace, or order online for curbside pickup or delivery, and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember. With gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of items from the COVID department. Florida says there's a two-day spike in cases, 2,000 new cases. Is that because everybody's going to the beach? I suppose that's probably part of it, right? Bars, movie theaters, beaches, everything's reopened.
The Minnesota rally seems to, the protesting in Minnesota, by the way, only like a 1% infection rate, I think. After everybody's been tested so far, I read a story on CNN about it the other day.
Really? And then New York State Governor Cuomo says they've gotten 25,000 complaints about businesses violating the reopening plan. What are they doing? They're not wearing, they're no, not they're, the, social
St.
distancing.
St. Mark's Place, which is down on the Lower East Side, it was like, it looked like Mardi Gras. It looked like Bourbon Street. It was a mess.
Come on, people. Usually
no one wearing a mask, listening
common
to music,
sense,
drinking.
Please, yep. Common sense. Stand before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Uri Geller is now with us. For those of you who don't know who Uri is, you can just Google Uri. He's been around. I shouldn't say this because it makes me think that you're old, and I don't think. I mean, you and I have talked about this 100 times. We've talked about it once. That age is just a BS number. You don't look your age. You don't act your age. You don't sound your age. Neither do I. You and I are the same age. I think I got you beat by a month, if my memory serves me correctly, in terms of how old we are. But we haven't given in or given over to all of the bunkum, that's an old word my father taught me, about age. How do you view age? And when people find out how old you are, they're often surprised, are they not?
Yes, they are very surprised because you and I look good.
Yes, we do. If we do say so ourselves, yes, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're a bit vain. You know that many, many decades ago, you know who Nelson Mandela was, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. I actually was the first American to interview him the day he became the president of South Africa. I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's so, really?
I was there, yes, I was there. Yep.
So Mandela once said this, the following. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. I love that.
Yeah.
Because if you're an open-minded person and a positive thinker, an optimist, a motivator, a person that believes. I want to believe in God. I know that God exists somewhere out there. I believe in life after death. I believe in supernatural powers. I believe in infinity, in quantum mechanics, in quantum entanglement. You name it. I believe in everything. So I believe that by believing in things, you can actually put yourself in a mode to slow your aging process. I know it sounds bizarre, but it's really a matter of positive mental attitude. If you've got that, naturally and automatically, all your body cells, your genes, your chromosome system, your entire makeup slows down and ages slowly. And you actually look younger. And that's what I believe that it comes down to.
I think it's an adjunct of the law of attraction, which, you know, people oftentimes use in a romantic sense, but I think you attract everything in your life, basically, you attract with your thoughts, yes?
Yes, because your brain is a muscle. Give it some exercise, and when you do exercise your brain, you will discover that you can actually use tangible mind power to ask the universe to grant you your wishes. It's really incredible because there is such a thing as the universe, consciousness, mm-hmm. mind over matter, and the universe has an interesting law. And this law is called the law of attraction, which means that when you send out a message to the universe doesn't really understand between good or bad. All it understands is to send the message back to you and make it happen and materialize it.
Mm-hmm. So I want to spend a minute, as we have time here, your spin, if you will, your read on the focus regarding black lives and the whole interaction that people are having now around the world, not just in America, to improving the lot of people who are dark-skinned.
Well, no, I mean, come on, we're all equal. We're all created the same. We're alike, all of us. And I'm very much against, of course, you know, racism. But look, Doug, it's very interesting because many months ago, I was interviewed, believe it or not, by the National Enquirer, and they wanted me to give them predictions. I'm going to send you that page from the National Enquirer momentarily, and you will see that one of my major predictions was that there will be very, very major demonstrations and protests around the world.
Yep, you told me that when we were talking earlier this year. I want to explore more of that in our next conversation. Uri Geller's museum, he's got a fabulous place in Tel Aviv. I can hardly wait to see the museum as it's been finished. Check it out online at urigellermuseum.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.